One of the interesting topics regarding Tisha B'Av is the case of Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday. In such a circumstance, is there anything special about that Shabbos? And what's the status of the previous week? It all starts with a rush. The rush in Simon Lamed Bey is quotes from the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Bo Bar Kohen, Omar Kameid, Rabbi Yossi B'Shem, Rabbi Avo, Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, Shnei Shabbosos Mutarin. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Rabbi Bo holds that both the week before Tisha B'Av and the week after Tisha B'Av are mutter, they don't have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Obviously, he's assuming that in a classical case in which Tisha B'Av falls out in the middle of the week, both the part of the week that is before Tisha B'Av and the part of the week that's after Tisha B'Av are both aser. They both have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. This is the position of some of the Amoraim. I think Shmuel holds this way in the Gemara and Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi obviously assumes this way as well, that even sometime after Tisha B'Av might have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo as well. So that's the Chiddush that the Yerushalmi sets forth, that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so then not only does the part of the week or the week before Tisha B'Av not have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo, but the week afterwards doesn't either. In a normal circumstance, both the time, the part of the week before Tisha B'Av and the part of the week after Tisha B'Av would both have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo. So here, neither of them have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo. We happen not to paskin like those Amoraim who assume that the part of the week after Tisha B'Av has a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo. So for us, the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi is that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the previous week doesn't have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo. The week after wouldn't have had a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo anyway. We're knowing some Avelos on the 10th of Av, the day after Tisha B'Av. But the rest of the week certainly would not have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo. But the Chiddush of this Yerushalmi is that even the previous week doesn't have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. This is the position of the Rosh. The Hagos Maimini in Hilchas Tainios in Perek Hay at the end of Osei quotes from the Smag that the Minig is that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the previous week does have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Just like in a regular year when Tisha B'Av falls out in the middle of the week, the first part of the week, the days before Tisha B'Av have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. The Smag claims the same is true if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, that the week before, the week of Tisha B'Av, has the din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. These two days, the Rosh and the Smag, are both quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tovkuf Nun Aleph, Siv Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch first quotes the Rosh, V'imchal Tisha B'Av B'Yom Rishon, O b'Shabbos v'nidcha li'achar Shabbos mutter b'shtei ha'Shabbosos ben she'kodem ha'tainis ben she'acharav. So first the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh that the week before Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Shabbos, that week is going to be mutter. But then he quotes from the Smag v'yesh mishalme she'nag u'lesa kol shavu shalafanav chutz miyom hei v'yom vav. Then he quotes the Chumra of the Smag that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the previous week does have a din of shavu shechal bo Tisha B'Av, just like in a regular case in which Tisha B'Av falls out in the middle of the week, the time, the part of the week before Tisha B'Av has a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. The Ramah, though, in that Sif, in Sif Dalet, doesn't take a stand on these two days. The Ramah is not bashful in general, he's not afraid to take a stand on different opinions that the Mechaber quotes, but yet over here the Ramah doesn't seem to take any stand, he doesn't take a position, he doesn't favor either one of the Shitas. So the Sha'at Tzion in Sifkot Mem quotes from the Prima Godim that the reason why the Ramah doesn't take a stand on this issue is because there's no nafkamina. Since the Ramah quotes the minhag of the Ashkenazim, that we're noheg throughout the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av, we observe all of the avelos of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, so there's no nafkamina whether the previous week, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, should the previous week be considered Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av or not? Because even if it's not Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, it's still part of the 9 days. So all of the avelos of Shavuot Shechal Bo will apply then anyway, mitzad the 9 days, even if the din of Shavuot Shechal Bo technically would not apply to such a time. It would appear from the Prima Godin that there really is no nafkamina according to the Ramah. But the truth is, in light of some of our discussions over the past couple of shiurim, I think perhaps we can point out that there are several nafkamina. There really are certain differences between the 9 days and Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And therefore, if we take the approach of the Yerushalmi, that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the previous week doesn't have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, there might be very important differences lahalacha. I think we can point out at least 4 different nafkamina. Take first of all the issue of tasparas, of taking haircuts. We mentioned Reb Moshe Feinstein as a kula that makom hefsid, one is allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. During the 9 days as well, he assumes that b'makom hefsid it's going to be mutter, but during Shavuot Shechalbo, he holds in Shavuot Shechalbo is asa medina de Gemara, so therefore taking a haircut or shaving is going to be asa. So someone who follows Reb Moshe's psak in taking haircuts obviously sees that there's a distinction between the 9 days as opposed to Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. So it would have come out a tremendous cool if you follow the Yerushalmi and the Rosh. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the previous week would not have a din of Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Reb Moshe would say that it would be mutter, but makom hefsid, if someone has to go to work and he feels uncomfortable, he's in a work environment where people are going to look askance at him if he doesn't shave, so then it would be mutter to shave, because the week before Tisha B'Av would not be Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. As opposed to the smag, if you assume that it is Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, so even if you'll follow Reb Moshe's kula during the 9 days, but during Shavuot Shechalbo, you would not be able to be mekel. There's no room for kula because it's Medina de Gemara. So in such a case, the person would have to be machmir. If you follow the smag, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you'd have to be machmir not to shave during that previous week, because the whole week is Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Secondly, there could be enough gemina for achilas basa v'yayin, achilas basa and shtiyas yayin. We know there's a minig not to eat meat, not to drink wine during the 9 days. But if a person makes a siyum masechta, so then it's mutter. We pointed out, though, that the Rama in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud distinguishes between the 9 days as opposed to Shavuot Shechalbo. He says that during the 9 days, one is allowed to invite not only one's krovim, one's relatives, but even friends that one would ordinarily invite to a suda siyum, they can invite for this siyum masechta as well. But claims the Rama, during Shavuot Shechalbo Tishba, one is not allowed to be so mekel. One can only invite a minyan mitzumtzum of friends in addition to the krovim. So once again, if you follow the kula of the Yerushalmi, what would come out is that if Tishba falls out on Shabbos, since the previous week is not Shavuot Shechalbo Tishba, one would not have to be restricted by inviting simply a minyan mitzumtzum of friends. One could invite the regular friends that they would ordinarily invite to such a suda siyum masechta. Thirdly, in terms of kibbutz, doing laundry, the Mechaber in Sif Yudalid writes that one is not allowed to launder bigdei ketanim during Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. This is obviously not talking about bigdei ketanim, those begodim that the ketanim get dirty frequently. They used to have cloth diapers, so clearly the cloth diapers have to be washed if you have no other cloth diapers. We're talking about begadim of ketanim that are not so completely dirty, but yet they're not so clean. So the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Sif Yudalid, that one is not allowed to do laundry even for bigdei ketanim. Not only for bigdei gedolim, but even for bigdei ketanim. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkot and Pei Bei is quotes from the Chai Adam that even Ashkenazim who are machmir during the 9 days, not to do kibbutz, not to do laundry, but for bigdei ketanim, there's room to be mekel. We would follow the position of the mechaber regarding bigdei ketanim. Just like the mechaber is machmir for Shavuot Shechalbo, we'd be machmir for Shavuot Shechalbo as well, even though Ashkenazim in general extend the dinim of Shavuot Shechalbo to the 9 days for kibbutz, for doing laundry, but for bigdei ketanim, we can leave it with the mechaber, we can be more mekel, and assume that the 9 days do not have the same status as Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Once again, if we take the Rishalmi's approach, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the previous week doesn't have a din of Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, so what would come out is that for bigdei ketanim, we could be more mekel during this week, because we could assume that that week doesn't have a din of Shavuot Shechalbo, it only has a din of the 9 days, and even Ashkenazim would be mekel to launder bigdei ketanim during the 9 days, they'll only be machmir during Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Finally, the issue of rechitza of bathing. Rechitza is called gufa. The Shulchan Aruch and Sifta Zayin quotes different minhagim as to when there is an Issa Rechitza. Is there an Issa Rechitza or not? When does this apply? Some claim that the Issa Rechitza applies during Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, others extend it to the 9 days. And some even extend it to Shavuot Sebetamas during the 3 weeks. We mentioned Reb Moshe Soloveitchik is Mekel because he assumes that the 9 days have the status of Shloshim, and he claims that Bizman HaZeh, since everyone is an Istanis, So therefore, an Avel, Toch Shloshim, is not going to be Nimna for Mechitz. He won't hold himself back from bathing. So there's no reason for anyone to hold themselves back during the 9 days from bathing and washing themselves normally. We pointed out that this Kula is a big Chiddush, because the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Avelos comments that the Heter of Istinus only applies if someone is Bali De Mechosh. If he doesn't take a shower, he's so sensitive that he'll be Bali De Mechosh, he'll have some kind of a pain, he'll feel uncomfortable in some small way. But if someone is not Bali De Mechosh, the Heter of Istinus, Me'ikar Adin, doesn't apply. So apparently Rav Moshe Soloveitchik assumes that the Heter of Istinus applies differently Bizman Hazeh. That somehow, objectively, since people are accustomed to washing themselves every other day or every day, so that's an objective istinus. The only time that the Shulchan Aruch says that you need Bali Dei Mechosh is by a subjective istinus. This individual feels a little bit dirty, but most people would not feel dirty in such a circumstance. So then if he's not Bali Dei Mechosh, there's going to be no heter. But Bizman Hazeh, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik must assume that the heter of istinus applies because istinus is a much more objective criterion. It's a criterion that most people subscribe to, because most people are taking showers every day or every other day. So therefore, people can be called an istinus even if they're not Bali Dei Mechosh. But not everyone agrees with this kula. Some claim that one should still be machmir during the 9 days, and during shloshim, a person should be machmir a little bit, not to take showers freely, but to limit it in some way, because it's not so clear that the heter istinus applies across the board even bizman hazeh. So for such an individual who wants to be more machmir, or who has his psak to be more machmir, that the heter of istinus should not apply across the board, there is room to distinguish between the 9 days as opposed to Shavuot, Shechal, Bo, Tisha B'Av. Even if you want to be machmir during Shavuot, Shechal, Bo, Tisha B'Av, there's less reason to be machmir during the 9 days. So once again, if you take the Rishalmi seriously, that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, then the week before doesn't have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, so then there's more room to be mekil, to be rochitz kol gufo b'chamin, to wash one's body regularly, to take a normal shower, because that might not be called Shavuot Shechal Bo anyway. So there might be more room to be mekil, since this time might be called part of the 9 days, it might not be called Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. So these are at least four different kulas, four different cases in which you can find a distinction between the 9 days as opposed to Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And it could very well be that if you take the kula of the Yerushalmi, there might be room to be mekel in each one of these four circumstances. Even though the Ramah himself does not mention any of these chilukim, but if we apply the psokim that we've developed, so perhaps there might emerge certain nafkamina between the Rosh and the Smag as to whether this time, this week before Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, does it have the status of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av or not? If it does have the status of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, so then there's more room to be machmir. If it doesn't have the status of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, so then in these different areas, there'd be more room to be mekel. What's behind the machlokas, the Rosh and the Smag, as to whether the previous week before Tisha B'Av has the status of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or not? So maybe we can understand this machlokas a little bit better if we take a step back and examine a different question. That is, what is the status of the Shabbos when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? The Rosh quotes a Tosefta in Tainis in Perek Gimel that says, Chalios Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos, Ochel Adam Kol Tzarko U'malal Shulchano Afilo Kesud Ashlama B'Shaito Ve'eno Moneh Atzmo Klum. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, a person can eat as much as he wants, whatever way he wants, even Kesud Ashlama B'Shaito, he can eat a Suda V'Melech. He doesn't have to hold back anything from himself. The dinei tanis don't apply. The tanis has been pushed off until Sunday, so therefore a person can eat regularly without any restrictions. The Rosh explains there in Siman Lamed Beis that eino monei atzmo klum means klomar sheino nimna merachitza v'sicha v'tashmish amita v'ein sarach linog dvarim shel tzina. That not only can a person eat regularly when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, but none of the dinei avelus apply either. Not even Dvarim Shebetzina. Certainly Avelos Shebefer Hesya won't apply, but even Dvarim Shebetzina like Rechitza and Sicha and Tashmish Shamita, nothing is going to apply on this Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, everything is pushed off till Sunday. Not only Dine Tainis, but even Dine Avelos. Not only Avelos Shebefer Hesya, but even Avelos Shebetzina. But the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Meir, who cites the Rimi Vina, who disagrees. The Rimi Vina claim that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, one is not allowed to engage in Tashmish Amita on Shabbos. Dvarim Shebetzina on Noeg. Maybe the Dinei Tainis are pushed off until Sunday. maybe the Avelis Beferhesia is pushed off until Sunday, but Dvarim Shebitzina are going to be Noeg even on Shabbos. And he brings an interesting raya from a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Daf Dalet in Ksubis says, what happens if someone has Koveres Meso Boregel? Let's say a person buries a relative on Yom Tov. We know that Shiva doesn't actually begin until after Yom Tov, but is he Mutter in Dvarim Shebitzina? Is he Mutter in Tashra Shamita during the Yom Tov itself? So the Gemara in Ksubis writes that someone who's Koveres Meso Boregel is Noeg Dvarim Shebitzina Boregel. He's Oster in Tashra Shamita on Yom Tov itself. So says the Rimi Vina, L'chora, this case is exactly the same as Koveres Meso Boregel. When someone buries a relative on Yom Tov, really the Avelus should kick in, but there's a monea, there's an impediment. The Yom Tov prevents the Avelus from setting in. But that doesn't prevent the Dvarim Shebitzina from being Noeg even now. So similarly, when Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos, there is a monea. Shabbos prevents the Dini Avelus from being chal completely, but they shouldn't prevent the Dvarim Shebitzina from being chal completely. So a person should still be usher in Dvarim Shebitzina, in Dine Avelus of Dvarim Shebitzina, even on Shabbos, although the Dvarim Shebitzina will be mutter, and the Dine Tainis, the Isra Achila and Shasiya, will be pushed off until Sunday. Aye, but the Tosefta, the one problem that the Rimi Vina would have is the Lashon of the Tosefta, Eino Manei Atzma Klum. The Rush claim that these extra words of the Tosefta, Eino Manei Atzma Klum, tells me that not only can a person eat regularly when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, but he doesn't even have to withhold any of the Dini Avelis either. Not only the Avelis Shebet Feresi, but even Avelis Shebet Zinna are not going to be Noeg on this Tisha B'Av, on this Shabbos. So what's the Rimi Vina going to do with the Tosefta? So one could answer in one of two ways. You could say, the Rimi Vina understands, is just a continuation of the beginning of the Tosefta. It's simply referring to the Achila and Shasiya, that a person doesn't have to restrict himself in any way in terms of Achila and Shasiya. He can eat and drink whatever he wants. But the other answer that one can give is that maybe the Rimi Vina had a different girsa in the Tosefta. At the very end of the Rush there in Siman Lamed Beis, the Rush quotes a brisa from the Gemara Tainis, from the Bavli on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. This brisa is a restatement of the Tosefta, but there's a little bit of a difference. There's one omission from this Tosefta. The brisa reads, Tanya Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbes, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbes, Ochel V'Shose Kol Tzarko, Mala Al Shulchan Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaita. The brisa says that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, you can eat as you want. There are no restrictions to the eating and drinking that a person may engage in. What's missing? What's the striking omission from this brisa? Eino monea atzma klum, the last words of the Tosefta. So one could suggest maybe the Rimi Vina's girsa in the Tosefta was like this brisa. Maybe he wasn't gores eino monea atzma klum in the Tosefta, and that's why he felt that even though a person is allowed to eat and drink without restriction when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, but one would not be allowed to engage in Dvarim Shebitzina, because that's not what the Tosefta included. The Rimi Vina will assume that the case of Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos is exactly the same as Koveres Meso Boregel. In both circumstances, the Avelus Shebitzina will take effect, they will set in, even though the Avelus Shebeferesia will not set in, because the two are not related. And the fact that the Tosefta says that a person is allowed to eat regularly when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, that has nothing to do with the Dine Avelus being Chal as well. If the Lashon Eino Monea Atzmo Klum doesn't appear in the Tosefta, so then we're free to say that perhaps the Dini Avelus, at least for Dvarim Shebitzina, will set in and a person will not be allowed to engage in Tashma Shemitah on that particular Shabbos. This Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rimi Vina, is Machlokas, the Machaber and the Rambah. In Simetovkov Nun Dalet Sif Yutes, the Machaber writes, Imchal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, Muta B'Chulan Afilu B'Tashma Shemitah. The Mechaber paskins like the Rush that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Eino Monea Atzmo Klum, a person doesn't have to restrict himself in any manner, not only in terms of Dine Tainis, the Achila and Shasiya, but even in terms of the Dine Avelus as well, both Avelus B'Feresia and Avelus B'Tzina, he doesn't have to restrict himself, even Tashma Shamita is going to be Mutter. The Ramah there, though, comments, V'yesh Osum Tashma Shamita V'chein Noagin. The Ramah says, some do ase tashma shamita in such a case where Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and that's the minik. So this is the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rimi Vina. The Mechaber takes the opinion of the Rosh, and the Ramah prefers the opinion of the Rimi Vina as to whether Dvarim Shebitzina are noeg when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. What's this machlokas? What's behind this machlokas? The Rosh and the Mechaber on the one hand, the Rim Bivina and the Rama on the other. The Avnei Nezer in a Tshuva in Siman Tov Chav Vav explains that perhaps they argue about the very establishment of a Yom HaTaynis in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Should we say that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Chazal are still koveya the Iker Yom HaTaynis for Shabbos, for Tisha B'Av, for the calendaric day of Tisha B'Av? The fact is we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, so practically speaking, the fast is pushed off to Sunday. We fast on Sunday as a tashlumin for the Iker Yom HaTaynis, which is really Tisha B'Av. Or should we say that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, that year, Chazal are not koveh the Iker Yom HaTaynis for Shabbos at all. They didn't establish the Yom HaTaynis on the 9th of Av when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. Rather, in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Chazal were koveh the Iker Yom HaTaynis for Asiri B'Av. In fact, the Gemara comments that some of the Amoraim claim that it would have been better to establish the whole fast on Asiri B'Av anyway, because after all, most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt on Asiri B'Av and not on Tisha B'Av. We know the Beis HaMikdash started to burn in the afternoon of the 9th, but it burnt mostly on the 10th, so some claim that it would have been better to establish the Tanis on Asiri B'Av, on the 10th of Av. Our minig is obviously to be Noeg Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Av, because we assume that since the beginning of the fire, the beginning of the burning occurred on the night, so that's the day that we should fast. But it could be that in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Chazal weren't koveh the Iker Yom HaTaynis for Tisha B'Av at all. They didn't establish the Iker Yom HaTaynis on the night, but rather, in such a year, they opted to establish the Iker Yom HaTaynis on the 10th. Says the Avnei Nezer, perhaps this is the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rimi Vina. The Rosh assumes that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, one doesn't have to restrict themselves even in Dvarim Shebetzina. There are no Dine Avelis that are going to apply on Shabbos at all. Why? Because in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Chazal were Oker the Iker Yom HaTaynis from Tisha B'Av, and they were established it on Asiri B'Av. They moved it from the 9th and established it on the 10th. So if that's the case, then obviously Dvarim Shebetzina will not apply on Shabbos. Nothing should apply on Shabbos. There is no Tonis. There are no Dine Avelos. The Dine Avelos of Tisha B'Av would not apply to Tisha B'Av in such a year. They won't apply to the 9th, but rather they'll apply to the 10th. And he quotes from a Tshuva Sarajba, that the Rajba seems to learn like this. The Rajba learns that in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Chazal were Oker the Tonis entirely from the 9th, and they established it on the 10th. The Rashba says that in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the Iker Yom HaTaynis is on the 10th, not on the 9th. And that explains why Dvarim Shebetzina, the Rashba himself explains that Dvarim Shebetzina should be mutter on such a Shabbos, because the Yom HaTaynis is not Nikva on Tisha B'Av whatsoever, but rather it's Nikva on Asiri and not on Chi. According to this, we can very easily answer the question from Koveres Mesa Baregel. The Rimivina brought a raya that Dvarim Shebetzina should be noheg on Shabbos when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos from Koveres Mesa Baregel. That if a person buries a relative on Yom Tif, we know that Dvarim Shebetzina on noheg on Yom Tif. But if you understand, like the Avnei Nezer, like the Tshuva Sarajba, that in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls that on Shabbos, Chazal were Oker the Iker Yom HaTaynis from the 9th, and they established it on the 10th, so then there's no comparison to Koveres Meiso Beregel, because when a person buries the Meis Beregel, the Avelis really is Ro'oi to apply on Yom Tov. It's just that there's a Monea. Yom Tov prevents the Avelis from setting in. But there's no comparison between that to the case of Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, because if you assume that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Chazal uprooted the Tainis from the 9th, and they established it on the 10th, that the Iker Yom HaTaynis is established in that year on the 10th, so then there is no reason for the Avelis to apply to Shabbos. It's not Roy for the Avelis to apply on Shabbos. The Avelis should really only apply on the 10th, on Sunday, because that's the day of the Iker Yom HaTaynis. This is the position of the Rosh. What does the Rimi Vina assume? So he must hold that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, that even when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Chazal v'koveh the Iker Yom HaTaynis for Shabbos. Why do we fast on Sunday? That's only b'toras tashlumin for the Tainis of Shabbos. We obviously can't fast on Shabbos, so Chazal allow us to fast on Sunday. But it's not as if the Ikar Yom HaTinus is established in this year on the 10th. No, even in this year, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, in such a year, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the Ikar Yom HaTinus is established for the 9th. It's just that practically we have to fast on the 10th because we can't fast on Shabbos, so that's B'Toras Tashlumin for the Tainus of Shabbos. But if that's the case, we can understand what the Rimi Vina says, that Dvarim Shabbatzina will be Noag on Shabbos, because it really is ra'oi for the Dini Avelis to apply on Shabbos. This simply is a monea. Shabbos prevents us from observing all of the Dini Avelis. It prevents us from observing Dini Tainus as well. But since really it's ra'oi for the Dini Avelis to apply on Shabbos, just that Shabbos prevents us from observing the Dini Avelis, so that's why at least Dvarim Shabbatzina will be Noag, just like by Kovaris Mesa Boregel. Since the Yom Tif simply prevents the Dini Avelos from setting in completely, that won't prevent the Dvarim Shabbatzina from being Noeg. Based on this understanding, perhaps we can come full circle and explain the Machlokas Rishonim, the Rosh and the Smag, as to if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, do we assume that the previous week has a din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av or not? The Smag assumes that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the Ikar Yom HaTinus is established on Tshi'i, on the 9th. And as such, obviously, the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the previous week, should have a din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Just like if the Ikar Yom HaTinus is established on the 9th, on that Shabbos, we should assume that Dvarim Shabbatzina on Noeg, like the Rimi Vina, for the self-same reason, we should assume that the previous week has a din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av as well. But the Rosh is Lashita, so the Rosh who passed in like the Yerushalmi, who claims that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the previous week doesn't have a din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the same Rosh assumes, against the Rimi Vina, that Dvarim Shabbatzina are not going to be Noheg. Why? Because the Rosh understood, like the Tshuva Sarajba, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the Ikar Yom HaTinus is Nikva, it's established on Sunday. Chazal were Oker the Yom HaTinus from Shabbos, from Tisha B'Av, from the 9th, and they were Koveid on the 10th. So if that's the case, then Dvarim Shabbatzina should not be Noeg on Shabbos, because it's not a Zman that's Roi for the Avelis, and for the same reason, the previous week shouldn't have a Din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, because it really is not the Shavua of the Tainus. The Shavua of the Tainus is really the next week. It's not this week, so that's why the previous week should not have a Din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Aye, why does the next week not have a Din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, if in general we assume that even the days of the week after Tisha B'Av have a din of Shavua Shechal Bo? So apparently what the Rosh assumes is that you need both. You need Tzvei Dinim. It has to be both the calendaric day of Tisha B'Av, of the 9th of Av, plus it has to be the day of the Tainus in order for Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av to apply. But since the week after Tisha B'Av does not include the calendaric day of Tisha B'Av, even though it has the Tanis, the din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av won't apply to that period of time. The week before will not have the din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av either, because that's not a week in which the actual Yom HaTinus falls out. So this could be the Machlokas, the Smag and the Rosh. The Smag might take the approach of the Rimi Vina, that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Chazal still were Koveya, the Ikar Yom HaTinus, for the 9th, and therefore it sets in on Shabbos. That's why Dvar Shabbatzina would be Aser, and for the same reason, the din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av will apply to the previous week. The Rosh Lashitasa, the Rosh assumes both that Dvarim Shabbatzina are not going to be Noeg on the Shabbos when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, and the previous week will not have a din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, because he assumes that in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Chazal were Oker, the Ikar Yom HaTinus from Shabbos, and they were Koveh, they established it on Sunday. So if they establish it on Sunday, then Shabbos is not a time that's Roy for Avelis whatsoever, even for Dvarim Shabbatzina. And of course, the previous week will not have a din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, because the Tanis of Tisha B'Av really does not fall out in that particular week. The problem with this approach is that this approach assumes that the Mechaber will take the stand of the Rosh, he'll paskin like the Rosh, and based on our analysis, what should emerge is that the Mechaber will have to assume that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Chazal will oker the Ikar Yom HaTinus from Shabbos, never koveid on the 10th on Sunday. The problem is that this flies in the face of a different Mechaber, because the Mechaber in Simitovkov Nun Tes, Sif Tes, paskins that if a bris milah falls out on Tisha B'Av shenidcha, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and then a bris milah falls out on Sunday, so then the Baal Bris is allowed to break his fast early. The Mechaber paskins Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos v'nidcha liyom Aleph, Baal Bris mispala mincha ba'ora yom gadol v'rochetz v'enom ashlam tanisa l'fisha yom tov shalohu. If there's a bris milah on a Tisha B'Av shenidcha, the Tisha B'Av should have been on Shabbos, but it was Nilchet to Sunday. The Baal Bris, who's the Baal Bris? The Mishnah Berurah explains that's the father and the mother of the child, the Moel and the Sadik. All four of them, they're considered Baalei Bris. They're allowed to be Mespalel Mincha Be'ora Yom Godol. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Zayin quotes that most Achronim claim that the Baal Bris can daven even Mincha Gedola, right after Chatzos Hayom. He doesn't have to wait for Mincha Ketana. Against the Mogen Avram is the Sharatzi, and then Sivkot and Lamed Ches points out these Achronim are against the Mogen Avram, who assume that this heter is a little bit more limited, that the Baal Bris has to daven Mincha a little bit later, he has to daven Mincha Ketana, and after davening Mincha Ketana, so then he can be Rochets, the Dine Avelos don't apply, the Dine Tainis don't apply, he doesn't have to be Mashlam Taniso, because it's a Yom Tov Shalom. The Mechaber clearly assumes that a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha is a more lenient tonis. It's not the same as a regular Tisha B'Av. The problem is if we assume that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Chazal were oker the tainus of Tisha B'Av from Shabbos and they established it on Sunday, so then a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha should have the same status as a regular Tisha B'Av. The Ikar Yom HaTainus is on Sunday. So why should it be more lenient? Why should it be any more kal than a regular Tisha B'Av? Clearly, the Mechaber is assuming that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's Nidcha to Sunday, the Tanis is more lenient. It would seem as though he understands that Chazal are Koveya, the Ikar Yom HaTainus, on the 9th, even when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and we only fast on Sunday as a Tashlumin for the 9th. And that's precisely why the Tanis is more kal. But if that's the case, how can the Mechaber paskin like the Rosh? The Mechaber paskin is like the Rosh, that Dvarim Shabbat Sinah don't apply on that Shabbos. But if the Ikar Kfiyas Yom HaTainis is for Shabbos, then Dvarim Shabbat Sinah should taka bichal. So apparently we have to give a different understanding of the Mechaber, which in turn would lead us to give a different understanding of the Rosh. The Mechaber obviously must assume, like the Ramah, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the Ikar Kfiyas Yom HaTainis is taka for Shabbos. We only fast on Sunday as a tashlumin for the Tanis on Shabbos. That's why he holds that when there's a bris milah, one can be makel for a Tisha B'Av shenidcha. Not like the Rashba that the Avnei Nezer quotes. So why exactly does the Rosh assume that Dvarim Shabbat Sinah will not be noeg on that Shabbos? The answer probably is that there's a different reason why the Rosh is makel. The Rosh, in the same simon, in simon lamed beis, very important, every word in this Rosh is so critical. The Rosh in the same simon points out that the Gemara in Yevamos asks a stira between Dine Avelos and the rules of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. It says, on the one hand, when it comes to Maso Matan, we know Mishenichnas Av Matan B'Simcha, we reduce our engagement in Melacha. And yet, in Shloshim, when an Ovel is Toch Shloshim, there's no need for him to be Memayed, for him to reduce his Melacha. There is an Issa Melacha during Shiva, and different stages of the Issa Melacha, the first 3 days of Shiva, the other parts of Shiva, but during Shloshim, the Ovel is allowed to go to work. So why is it that during Avelos Yeshana, during the Avelos of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, we're more machmer that we have to be memayed b'maso matan to reduce involvement in melacha, and yet for an Ovel Tok Shloshim, which is similar to the halachos of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, there's no such requirement. The Ovel can do melacha as he pleases. Conversely, when it comes to Erisin, to doing Kiddushin, we find that Avelos Chadasha is more chamer than Avelos Yeshana. By Avelos Chadasha, during Shloshim, the Ovel is enjoined from doing Erisin. He's not allowed to do a Kiddushin. And yet, during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, Erisin is mutter. Why should that be true? Why, Lagabi Erisin, do we assume that Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is more lenient than Ovel Toch Shloshim? And why, Lagabi Masu Matan and Melocha, we assume that Ovel Toch Shloshim is more lenient than Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av? That's the kasha that the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Gimel asks. And the Gemara answers that Avelos Chadash is different than Avelos Yeshana. Chazal were mechalek between Avelos Derabim as opposed to Avelos Deyachid. What's the chilek? What's the difference between Avelos Derabim as opposed to Avelos Deyachid? So the Rosh quotes from the Rabbeinu Tam that the difference is, Legabe Avelos Derabim, Chazal are very concerned with any public display which would demonstrate that someone is being mevatel, the sense of Avelos that the Tzibur is being noy. If someone were to do something, but pirsum, publicly, that would demonstrate that he's not choshesh to be mesabel on the Beis HaMikdash, that would be a terrible thing, because the tzibur is being noeg avelus, and this person is being parish menat tzibur. But if someone does something privately, and it's not nikker that he's not being mesabel for the churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal were not as concerned. Chazal were not as concerned with private expressions of a negation of the avelus. They were more concerned when it comes to the avelus of the churban Beis HaMikdash, they were more concerned with the public expression of the Bitl Avelus. So that's exactly why, when it comes to Masa Umatan, Chazal were very machmir, that Legabe Avelus Yeshana, we have to be mematin b'Masa Umatan during Shavu Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, because if someone were to do work, that's a public display, that a person is not being choshesh to be Mesabel on Yerushalayim and on the Beis HaMikdash. But Erisin, even though Erisin could be a public matter, people will find out who got married, but the reality is, it's not recognizable on the person. Even though a person was Ma'aris and Isha, you don't see it on the person when he walks around. A person who shaves, it's clear that he's being Mevatel from the Avelos. A person who wears freshly laundered clothing, you can smell that it's different. You see that it's different. His clothes look better. So these are all public expressions that if a person is going to be Mevatel Avelos, there will be a public expression of negating the Avelos for Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's a problem. But a private action that a person does that happens to be a bitl avelus, that's not as much of a problem because it's not so recognizable that the person is being mevatel from the avelus on Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it could be that when the Rosh says that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Dvarim Shebetzinah are not knowing, that might be based on this comment that the Rabbeinu Tam had. Rabbeinu Tam is setting forth a principle that when it comes to avelus Yeshana of Tisha B'Av, Chazal are more makel by Dvarim Shebetzinah in general. So it could be that the same holds true for Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Certainly, if in a regular Tisha B'Av, Dvarim Shebetzinah are knowing, Tashmish Amit is going to be Aser. But when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Chazal are more lenient, Chazal are more mekel. And that's why Dvarim Shebetzinah are not going to be knowing. This day is not as chomer as a regular Tisha B'Av, even though it's the day of the Ikar Kviyas Yom HaTainis, but since the Tainis is going to be pushed off, fundamentally, primarily, it's going to be noheg on Sunday, so therefore Chazal are going to be more makel when it comes to Dvarim Shebetzinah. Even though the Ikar Kviyas Yom HaTainis is for this particular day. So that could be what the Rosh has in mind. Not that the Rosh felt that when Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, Chazal will oker the Tainis completely from Shabbos and they will kovea it on Sunday, but rather, even if the Ikar Kviyas Yom HaTainis in such a year would be on Shabbos. Nevertheless, Chazal are always Mekel when it comes to Avelos Yeshana on Dvarim Shebetzinah. So maybe in this case, they'll be Mekel as well. And this, in fact, is what the Gaon in the Bir Agra explains. In Simetovkov Nun Dalet there, in Sivchot Mechof, on that Mechaber, the Gaon explains that the Mechaber takes the Rabbeinu Tam's approach, that Dvarim Shebetzinah are always more Kal when it comes to the Avelos of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And that's why when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Chazal will make for Dvarim Shebetzinah. The only problem that remains is the other Rosh. The Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, then the previous week doesn't have a status of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Why should that be the case? If you assume that the Rosh holds that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the Ikar Kviyas Yom HaTainis is for Shabbos, which is clearly implied by the Mechaber, who does paskin like the Rosh, and nevertheless he also paskins that if there's a bris milah on Tisha B'Av Sheninche, it's more kal. So then, why does the Rosh say that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, there is no din of Shavu Shechal Bo in the previous week? The Rav suggested that maybe the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Smag, as to whether if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, is the previous week have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av or not, maybe that machlokes is a dispute about the very nature of the avelos of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. The Rosh assumes that the avelos of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is an extension of the avelos of Tisha B'Av itself. Normally, extensions work in the opposite direction, meaning first the avelos of Tisha B'Av should be chal, and then as an extension after the time of Tisha B'Av, we would imagine that the avelos would extend. Here the extension is working backwards. Meaning the main avelus of Tisha B'Av, obviously the avelus of Shiva applies to Tisha B'Av itself, but then extending backwards, the avelus of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av draws its koach from Tisha B'Av itself. That's perhaps why the Rosh assumes that when Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos, there is no din of Shavuot Shechavot in the previous week. Because in order to extend the avelus of Tisha B'Av backwards, the avelus of Tisha B'Av, the actual practical neog avelus of Tisha B'Av, has to be during this week. And since the Rosh holds that when Tisha B'Av is chalios b'Shabbos, all of the avelus only applies on Sunday, even the Dvarim Shebetzina don't apply on Shabbos, so then you can't extend back to Shavuot Shechavot because the Iker, the practical neog avelus, only applies on Sunday. It doesn't apply during the previous week. The Smag, on the other hand, assumes that the avelus of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av is not an extension of the avelus of Tisha B'Av, but rather, it's an avelus b'fnei atzmo. It's a different takonas avelus. There's an avelus of Tisha B'Av, and there's an avelus of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av. It's not that it's an extension of the avelus of Tisha B'Av. It draws its koach from Tisha B'Av, but rather these are two different takonos. So if they're two different takonos, maybe we can suggest, claims the Rav, that the avelus of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av is not a function of the day which has the practical niyug avelus, but rather it's a function of the calendaric day of Tisha B'Av. And since the 9th of Av falls out on Shabbos, that's why the previous week will have a din of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av. Rush assumes that Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av's avelus is an extension from the avelus of Tisha B'Av, so then it's a function of the practical nihug avelus, which is only on Sunday. So that's why the previous week won't have a din of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av. Why does the next week not have a din of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av? We said that it's a combination factor, that Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av is an extension of the avelus of Tisha B'Av, but it also somehow requires the calendaric day as well. The Smag, on the other hand, will assume that the avelus of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av is a completely separate takonas avelus, and therefore it's exclusively dependent on the calendaric day of Tisha B'Av, and it's unrelated to the day when the actual niyug avelus of Tisha B'Av applies. And that's why, even in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, there will be a din of Shavuot Shechavot the previous week, because the avelus of Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av, according to the Smag, is a function of the calendaric day of Tisha B'Av exclusively. And it's unrelated to the day in which the practical nihug avelus of Tisha B'Av applies. This yesod of the Mechaber, that when a bris mila falls out on Tisha B'Av shenidche, the balei bris do not have to complete the fast. Rather, they can break their fast ba'oda yom gadol, and all of the dini avelus, the dini tainus, fall out. This has practical application not only for the case of a bal bris, but even for a chola. We mentioned Mubaros and Menikos have to fast on Tisha B'Av. A chola she'en bo sakona does not have to fast. We discussed the details of what kind of chola she'en bo sakona, and is there any room to be machmir for a chola she'en bo sakona. The Bir Halacha on that machaber at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes quotes from the Shvus Yaakov that when Tisha B'Av is a nidche, so then a Muberes that has even only a mechush ktsas doesn't have to be mashlam tanisa. She's like a balbris. Someone who has a cholik ktsas, he says, would not have to be mashlam tanisa. So this is a very important yesod of the mechaber. Yesod of the mechaber that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and it's nidcha to Sunday, Tisha B'Av is really a much more lenient fast. The ikka kfiyas yom ha'tainis is really for Shabbos. And we're simply fasting on Sunday as a tashlumin for Shabbos. This not only has applications in terms of a bris mila for a yom tif, but it even has applications for a muberes and a chola, that even though muberes normally has to fast on Tisha B'Av, she has to be mashlim tanisa, but if she has a mechosh ktsas, a little bit of a pain, and it's a Tisha B'Av nidcha, perhaps there might be room to be mekel. And someone who has a choli ktsas, less than a chola she'en bo sakana, he's not nafal a mishkav, but he has more than a mechosh, he's a cholik tzas, then there might be room to be mekil, that even though he has to fast a little bit, but he would not have to be mashlim tanisa, just like a balbris on a Tisha B'Av shenidcha would not have to be mashlim tanisa.